we thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries. And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, benevolent viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're about 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Intelsat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, in Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, in Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhad Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Russia allocates $76 million to improve the lives of homeless canines and felines. In good governance news, Singapore supports youth projects. In community news, international clowns bring joy to underprivileged children in India. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 18th, esteemed philosopher Dr. Henri Bergson was born in 1859 in Paris, France. A Nobel laureate in literature in 1927, Dr. Bergson was recognized for his rich and interesting ideas and his exceptional skill in presenting them. His work included the topics of metaphysics, science, psychology, aesthetics, ethics, and religion. Among Dr. Bergson's well-known books are Time and Free Will, an essay on the immediate data of consciousness, Matter and Memory, and Creative Evolution. His concepts emphasize intuition over intellect for understanding reality and describe vital impulse as a creative element of life. May profound works such as those by Dr. Henri Bergson continue to inspire readers into a deeper understanding of our blessed existence.
Fly-in news. Earthquakes hit Peru, Fiji Islands, Kermadec Islands, China, Indonesia, and Formosa or Taiwan as volcanic activity affects Spain. On Saturday, October 15th, a 5.3 magnitude tremor was registered in the Arequipa region of southern Peru, its epicenter 36 kilometers south of Caravalí. On Sunday, an earthquake measuring 5.2 in the Richter scale struck south of the Fiji Islands, 569 kilometers southeast of Indoy Island. The Kermadec Islands region in the South Pacific was then jolted by a 5.0 magnitude quake centered 84 kilometers west of L'Esperance Rock, with Sunday evening bringing a shallow quake that measured 5.2 on the Richter scale in northern Xinjiang, China, its epicenter at Jinghe County of Bortala Mongol Autonomous Prefecture. In the early hours of Monday, Indonesia's Aceh province was rattled by a magnitude 5.4 tremor as it occurred 299 kilometers southwest of Langsa. Later that day, an earthquake measuring 5.0 on the Richter scale struck off the coast of Formosa, 360 kilometers southeast of Hualien. Meanwhile, Spanish officials closed access to the La Restinga port on Canary Island of El Hierro due to underwater volcanic activity. According to the regional government, scientists detected airborne volcanic material called pyroclasts floating up from the sea off La Restinga. Aircraft have been banned from flying over the affected area, and ships have been ordered away from its waters. Our appreciation, scientists and officials, for your careful monitoring of the situations to ensure the safety of the public. May such instabilities subside as humanity's gentler ways help restore the balance of the ecosphere.
International aid extended to Thailand as floods continue. With Thailand still battling its worst floods in half a century, the death toll had risen to at least 297 by Sunday morning, October 16th. The extremely severe monsoon rains this season have left one-third of the country underwater and over 8.5 million people in 61 provinces affected. As the floodwaters have also damaged one-tenth of the country's rice paddies, the Thai military and other government teams have been working tirelessly to widen waterways outside the capital, Bangkok, in an effort to avoid flooding of the city. Worst hit has been the historic and culturally rich region of Ayutthaya, where floodwaters have created rivers that have submerged ancient monasteries and communities alike. Rescue efforts have also been impeded, with some residents stranded for days on rooftops, many without food, water, or electricity. Also affected have been vital auto part manufacturing factories north of Bangkok, with Toyota, Ford, Honda, and Isuzu suspending car assembly in the country, which in turn has threatened Thailand's key export sector. an industrial park containing 93 factories that employ 8,500 people in Ayutthaya, was also forced to close. With damage estimated at more than $3 billion, many businesses and industry are calling for the government to defer a scheduled increase in the minimum wage.
Relief efforts have been ongoing, starting with government evacuation efforts as well as the establishment of shelters. In addition, the United States is sending 26 helicopters to assist in airlifting those still stranded by the floods. Thammasat University's Rungsit campus is offering shelter to 2,500 flood victims and their 200 animal companions. The World Health Organization has contributed emergency health kits. Thai fellow citizens have also been generously donating food, water, and clothing, and the government announced that international aid as of Sunday totaled an unprecedented $2.07 million in donations from other countries. In addition, U.S. Marines arrived with equipment and sandbags to help the Thai military in Bangkok, and China's defense ministry has offered boats, generators, and emergency lights to assist as well.
Our appreciation, international and Thai governments and personnel, as well as other organizations and individuals, for your caring efforts to ease the situation. May heaven protect and comfort the Thai people, as we pray that such weather extremities are minimized through our concerted efforts of greater care for our shared environment as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Imagine it's thee. Confined in a dirty, tiny little crate. Don't know how to spell S-P-A-C-E space? Wading in filth and urine and stench, never feel the sun or breeze on my skin.
Are these made only for human beings? Can neither turn to the left nor right? Force-fed drugs till you lose your mind? Sweltering at noon? Frozen in the night? Fresh air? What is it in the name of life? Cuddling babies, you might trample on them, or they'll die from cold and rotten hygiene. If they survive, they'll be eaten afresh at such tender months. Oh, all the gods. Can't even tell of my nightmare. The entire human race. Anyone cares? I live in terror and suffering my whole life just for their pleasure. A bloody bite. Enduring truck with hampering stand, to wherever to be torn open from limb to limb, or to hang from one leg on the ceiling, and to have your throat slit like a worst criminal, gut and blood spilling all over. Amid crying, begging, and agonizing screams. How can anyone bear or enjoy such a sight? Have they all been dumb, deaf, and blind? Since when have humans become so cruel? Losing all their loving, kind nature, they kick, stab, slice, and torture. Oh, the pain is beyond endure. I cry for help. Is someone there? How come? Only blood. Blood. And blood everywhere. Within these cramped, dark, horror-filled walls, there is no one but axes and shadows. Shadows that are mighty, axes that are sharp. I am terrified. I am small, trembling, helpless. Oh, if you don't know if there is hell, come and see right here. Nowhere else. Dear human friends, how can this be? Why? Why? Why must you torture and eat me? Imagine it's thee. Imagine it's a member of thy family.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 463. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Tajik journalists freed. In two separate trials that received much international attention, media members Arunboy Usmanov and Mahmoud Yusuf Ismoilov were released on Friday, October 14th. Mr. Usmanov, a 10-year BBC journalist in Tajikistan, was granted full amnesty after his original sentencing, while Mr. Ismoilov, a journalist for the papers Light of Light and Istiqlal, who had been detained for nearly a year, was similarly discharged. Saying that both reporters were working within journalistic guidelines to serve the people, Mr. Ismoilov reaffirmed their innocence, and organizations such as BBC World Service and the U.S.-based Committee to Protect Journalists called for the clearing of their names. We are relieved to know of your freedom, Messrs. Ismoilov and Usmanov. May you and all fellow media members be offered both the dignity and safety to carry on with your noble efforts of sharing timely and accurate information for the good of the public.
Save our planet. African scientists discuss veg solution to curb impacts of drought.
as the dire conditions in the Horn of Africa continue to afflict the lives of over 13 million people across Somalia, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Djibouti. Tens of thousands in Somalia alone have lost their lives. Also affected have been livelihoods, with livestock farmers such as those in Kenya now struggling for survival, as are the animals themselves, especially due to the severe lack of water and grazing land.
Some Kenya, the people there are pastoralists, which means their livelihood depends on livestock. Livestock depends on water and pasture. Some have taken 5 years without rains. So the communities always have conflict over water points. So it forces the government to deploy police force there to protect the water points and also guard the people from shooting them, the Afghans. So it's a serious crisis.
While the Kenyan Ministry of Water had budgeted relocations of boreholes in various parts of the country, experts like environmentalist Mr. Shem Otoy Sam say it is still not enough as a long-term solution. Dr. Waldiemlak Buket of Ethiopia suggests that people's cooperation in reducing livestock production could drastically help ease the drought's impacts.
Reducing dependence on livestock products and changing consumption patterns into the grains and vegetarian sort of food habits will contribute significantly to climate change mitigation and also to reduce the demand for freshwater resources. It will be very difficult to sustain our food habits of consuming so much animal products, given, you know, the limited fresh water elsewhere. So from the point of view of water management, saving water, reallocating it for other productive purposes, changing our consumption from livestock products to vegetable products, you know, helps a lot.
The other bit of this is why must people consume meat when it's all that deadly? People should adapt to the vegan lifestyle, which is very healthy, low cholesterol in the body. Yeah, people will live longer and the environment will be very friendlier.
We thank Mr. Sam and Dr. Waldiemlak Buket for your information and concern in seeking solutions to the urgent water crisis in the Horn of Africa. Our prayers for gentle rain and bounteous harvests to ease the suffering of millions and the urgent transition to the organic vegan way that will conserve water while sustaining all lives and the planet. As during an August 2011 video conference in the U.S., Supreme Master Ching Hai has often spoken of the alarming ways that the livestock industry is wasting our fresh water supplies at a perilous cost to humans.
The livestock industry is becoming a bigger and bigger threat to our water supplies, which scientists warn are shrinking worldwide fast due to climate change. But most of the water used in the livestock industry is to grow the grains and soybeans, again, to feed the animals, not humans. So while this staggering waste of water for both water and food is occurring, 1 billion people in our world lack access to safe drinking water and go hungry. We all know about the current starvation crisis in Somalia, in the Horn of Africa. Such tragedies could be minimized or even averted if everyone became vegan, because the vegan diet saves nearly 70% of our precious water resources. 70%! We can surely stop the livestock industry from destroying our precious water supplies.
Save our planet. After analyzing information on 500 compounds in four major European river basins, an international team of scientists find that levels of more than a third of the chemicals found are high enough to cause harm to organisms, with pesticides in particular creating a more damaging impact than previously believed.
Warning news. According to a new study published in the October 2011 Journal of Environmental Health, fish, such as ahi tuna and salmon, sold in the U.S. has been found to contain an average of 5 times above allowable levels of the toxic metal mercury.
The squirrel. One of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, I'm eating the delectable vegan way, now a well-being dip. According to a study in the Nutrition Journal, plant-based diets are linked to favorable moods. Just another fantastic reason to adopt the veg lifestyle. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
Welfare news. Russia allocates $76 million to improve the lives of homeless canines and felines. The funds, to be dispersed between the years 2012 to 2014, will be used to support shelters in Moscow and sterilize stray dogs and cats. Presently, there are 12 shelters in the capital city, housing approximately 12,000 dogs. During 2011, foster caregivers were found for 3,300 canines. Our warm appreciation, Russia, on your caring attention to our beautiful co-inhabitants. May innocent animal friends be protected to live in security and happiness with heaven's blessings.
In good governance news, Singapore supports youth projects. The Central Singapore Community Development Council has allocated 1.5 million Singaporean dollars for volunteer endeavors which are planned by young people. It is part of the Mayor's Imagine Fund, which has the goal of encouraging residents to become involved in activities which are beneficial to the people of the area. Up to now, more than 260 programs have been financed by the fund. Kudos, Central Singapore Community Development Council, for your encouragement to youth and all your citizens. May thoughtful initiatives help enhance the lives of many gentle-hearted individuals. Up next on Noteworthy News, international clowns have a joyous gathering in Mumbai, India. We're going to sit in silent meditation to be with God. Be right back. Stay tuned for more splendid news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, assuring news for a soothing world. In community news, clowns bring joy to underprivileged children in India. The International Clown Festival in Mumbai, initiated by Mr. Martin D'Souza, presented a variety of entertainers from India, the United States, Canada and Malaysia. The performers, including jugglers, magicians, pantomime artists and balloon sculptors, held shows for disadvantaged youngsters. Furthermore, workshops were given on clowning as a viable career choice. The Compassionate Clowns also visited Mumbai's Tata Memorial Cancer Hospital, spreading good cheer. Bravo, wonderful clowns, for your caring efforts. May all precious children flourish in an environment of smiles, laughter and love.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Hungarian entitled Spyware.
Tanácsadó. Kémprogram van a számítógépén, ez okozza a problémát. Ügyfél. Kémprogram? Akkor láthatnak a monitoron át, ahogy felöltözöm.
And now for our viewers' hotline on an Irish good morning making soda bread on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Great program. Viewer from the United Kingdom.
Amicable viewer, thank you for your supportive comment. How refreshing to start the day with delectable vegan Irish soda bread. Enjoy this and other plant-based delights. May heaven's grace be with you and the kind-hearted people of the United Kingdom.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com. The address on your screen or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your soul rejoice in the glorious song of God's love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. At a meeting of the Agriculture and Forestry Ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, an agreement is signed to establish an emergency rice reserve to be shared with any member country in case of disaster.
During a meeting in Khartoum, officials from Sudan and the newly autonomous South Sudan reaffirmed the two countries' commitment to improve relations and find solutions to differences through peaceful means, such as dialogue.
OLAC or Vietnam pledges 800,000 tons of rice to Malaysia to help the country meet the needs of her people and in an effort to keep prices stable as major rice-growing countries like Thailand, Cambodia and Laos experience floods which could damage crops.
Concerned with animal welfare, the Irvine City Council of California, USA, bans the retail sale of cats and dogs, along with circuses and rodeos that include exotic animals.
A medical team at Medanta Medicity Hospital in Haryana, India, successfully performs the country's first ever robotic liver surgery on 36-year-old Ramatula P., who donated 20% of his liver to save the life of his 4-year-old nephew.
The Czech Republic announces over $160,000 in emergency relief aid to be channeled through humanitarian aid partners to assist the flood affected in Pakistan's Sindh province, including tents, blankets, tools, and kitchen and winter kits.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.